Good afternoon, Power 96. I am DJ Zug.
Hey, what's up? I'm Moosey Lopez. Damn, it feels good to be in the studio. Super weird. Evie Unleashed.
DJ JPS.
And like, I'm going to steal Lucy's line that she said earlier this morning. The amount of permission slips that we had to fill out in order to be in the studio here was amazing. But we're here because it's time for Power Talk. And the subject is change, where we will be opening up the phone lines and talking to you and a couple of community leaders to talk about what we can do as a community to change, to make things better, to open up the conversation to everybody.
You know, it's important for us as a team to let our city know that when we, you know, we play these songs and say, 305, tell her that. We mean those things,
right?
We mean that sentiment. I love my city. I love Miami. I love Fort Lauderdale. I love the 305 so much, you guys.
Yep.
That it was literally making me nervous, anxious, sad that I wasn't able to be in the studio to open up the phone lines and allow our community to talk about what happened over the weekend and what is continuing to happen around the country, but more importantly, here in our backyard.
I'm excited because we're going to be talking to people like a mayor, the city of Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, alongside
J.R. Rivera, who is amazing. He's an inspirational speaker. He's an author. He's an educator. He's also from South Florida. And then Big Teach, who is...
love him.
Yes, love him. He's the owner of a locally black own business, House of Mac. We've all eaten there. We've all been there.
I haven't eaten there yet.
Oh, yo,
what?
You guys,
I know,
eat there.
I know.
Dude, the guy has vegan options just for you.
I know. Yeah. I'm a criminal for that. I am. I really am. Listen, so just in case you forgot, we have a number and we are opening up the phone lines for you so we can hear your voices.
Yeah.
833-305-9696. That's 833-305-9696.
And remember, we just want to know, what do you want to see changing in our community?
Yep.
What's the change you want to see in the 305?
It's Power Talk.
Power 96, Evie Unleashed.
Mijo, hello.
Yes, together we are here for you to allow your voice to be heard with the very important conversation, Power Talk Change, because that's exactly what we need today and right now. We have a special guest, J.R. Rivera. He is an educator, inspirational speaker, author, and we spoke to him on Zoom, and he gave us his perspective on how we can help our Black community mend relations with our police.
As, you know, a community is making the police be accountable and celebrating the ones that are doing the right things. There was a Black woman officer that stepped up here in Fort Lauderdale, and, you know, there was a peaceful protest, and there was one of the people that get a badge and, you know, kind of get on the tough man juice and want to do crazy things. He was yelling at the young kids and really becoming irate, and she checked him and she moved him back and pushed him away and told him he needed to leave. And until we have more officers doing that and celebrating those officers that are doing that, you know, others will be afraid to step up, because I can just imagine being a Black officer right now. You think it's hard being, you know, just Black, but being a Black officer right now, you're getting it from both sides. You know, when you take off that uniform, you're just another Black man or Black woman. And when you put on that uniform, now you can't even fit in with your culture and your race, because you're looked at as, you know, you're picking a side unless you're doing these valiant efforts. But at the same time, you know that it puts you into tough positions and situations when you stand up for what's right. You know, it's not always comfortable, and everybody, you know, is not built like that and able to do it. But once you see more people doing it and it becomes the norm and you feel more confident that your life will still be there, even if you step up, and maybe even your job will still be there, then police officers will be able to get that respect from our community, and we'll be able to, you know, give that back to them as well. But until those things start to happen, there's always going to be a divide. I was once inside of a Chipotle, and an officer was like two people behind me, and I was dressed nice that day, so I just decided to strike up a conversation, and I just asked him, hey, you know, how long have you been you know, working the area? Do you work this area? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, you know, how's the neighborhood? You know, because we really respect what you're doing. And, you know, he thanked me, small talk. It was my turn to order. I order my food. We're going through the line. And when we get to the end of the line, you know, you get ready to pay. And as I'm paying for my food, I look back and I tell the person that's, you know, ringing me up, could you please also put his meal on mine too? Like, I want to pay for his meal. And of course, you know, officers, they have a little bit of pride in being a man in a man situation. He was like, no, I'm good. I'm okay. Thank you. I'm all right. And I was like, no, you have to understand, like, I really, truly value what you're doing. And I just want to pay for your lunch, like, if that's okay with you. And he almost said no again. And then he just broke down. He started becoming emotional. He got teary eyed. He almost started to cry. And he was just like, no one's ever done anything like that for me. And you see, a lot of people will just see, oh, you know, you're trying to suck up to them or doing this or that. But what I did was I paid for someone else that looks like me an opportunity. When that officer pulls someone over that looks like me, he's going to see me. He's not going to see what he saw in the media. He's not going to see what he's been programmed on all of these different occasions growing up. And he's not going to see that negative stereotype of a black male with locks in his hair. He's going to see the person who paid for his meal, and he might not pull out that gun so fast. So for me, you know, it's about, like I told you before, overpaying so that you can get changed.
It's Power 96, and this is Power Talk. I am DJ Zog.
Hey, I'm Lucy Lopez.
Evian Leash.
DJ JPS.
The subject is change. We're looking to hear from our audience today. We're looking to connect with you, the listener, get some stuff off your chest, and it's all about change.
Yes, and I spoke with J.R. Rivera, who's an inspirational speaker, and he was telling us how we can help our black community men relations with our police. What are your thoughts? 833-305-9696.
I just wanted to agree with everything the gentleman has said, and for the officers who had surrendered, and I peep that we go hard about 305. It's the same. It's 305 to 954, 954 to 305. Like that divide. The officers that have surrendered to the people, that have taken a knee in front of the crowd, those officers need to be, you know what I'm saying, saluted, because at the end of the day, people are people. They're human beings. It's we the people, and will always be we the people.
Power 96 to EV Unleashed.
Mijo, we are taking your calls. We haven't forgotten about you. Those phone lines are wide open. 833-305-9696. Power Talk Change. We're talking change. We're here with you. We're listening to you. We want to hear from you, right? So 833-305-9696.
And we spoke to J.R. Rivera, who is an inspirational speaker, author, and educator. And he gave us his perspective on how we can have these important conversations with our children about racism.
Yes, I actually plan on doing a video with my kids to display it as well. Taking two crayons, you know, grabbing a black crayon and maybe some other color crayon, maybe a yellow crayon, because I don't believe people's skin color is ever white, but, you know, having a black crayon and a lighter color, and just asking the kids, you know, what's the difference besides the actual color of these crayons? These crayons both have the same value. They come from the same package. And they both are useful in different ways. If I want to color something black, I use black. If I want to color something yellow, I use yellow. But that doesn't mean that because I'm coloring in yellow that I have to dislike the black, throw the black away, break the black in half, or break it down. I can still have value in that black for different areas and different opportunities, but they're equal in value.
I've never thought of something like that, and I absolutely love that idea. That is a conversation that I will be having with Baby Z. Thank you so much for your help, JR.
Reminder, 833-305-9696. Our phone lines are open. We are here to speak with you. On the way, DJ Zog and Lucy Lopez are going to be speaking with Big Teach, local business owner, House of Mac. We've all been to House of Mac in Wynwood. I definitely miss going to House of Mac, and super excited to hear from him too. So keep it right here.
I miss this song.
Yeah.
I do. Sorry.
Everybody looking at me like I'm crazy.
You had your microphones are on.
I was afraid you were going to say something bad, but it was good.
You know what you're doing.
You're professional.
I missed the song.
Power 96, happy Wednesday afternoon. I am DJ Zog alongside.
I'm Lucy Lopez.
Evie Unleashed.
DJ JPS.
And we have some breaking news. Lucy Lopez right now in regards to the George Floyd case.
Yeah, the Minneapolis police officer, well, former police officer, it went from third degree murder to now being a second degree murder.
Wow.
In George Floyd's killing. And right. Also, they're charging the other three officers involved in this incident. We still don't know what they're going to be charged with. JPS, they're going to tell us what.
It says that it's expected to be announced later today.
Later today, we'll find out what those other three officers will be charged with. But right now, the man responsible for murdering George Floyd, it went from third degree murder to second degree murder.
That's right.
What I think is beautiful about the situation is the fact that so many people have
voiced their opinion, and it seems like your voice is being heard. It's all about expressing yourself and making a change, and that's exactly what we're talking about today.
Exactly, and that's why we're here. It's called Power Talk. The subject is change. In exactly 3 minutes, we're going to be talking to the City of Miami Mayor, Francis Suarez. We have some important questions we would like answered, and that's coming up in 3 minutes right here on Power 96. The mayor's next. Power 96, it's DJ Zog.
Hey, Lucy Lopez.
Evie Unleashed.
DJ JPS.
And just a couple of minutes ago, we were able to speak to the City of Miami Mayor, Francis Suarez, and this is something that I had to ask and that he answered. Take a listen.
There were 57 arrests in Miami on Saturday night. Out of those 57, I believe 13 were from the City of Miami. My question is, okay, so there's 44 other people that are not from South Florida and maybe other parts of the country. Do you ask them where you're from? Who funds you?
Who sent them here?
Any type of questions? Like, because this is important information for everybody to know, right?
We do. And I would say of those 57, I'd say almost all of them were arrested for violations of the curfew. We put in the curfew late because obviously we saw things starting to get a little bit out of control on Saturday night.
Yeah.
But we're also investigating some of the looting incidents that we see on social media. We're investigating who was responsible for that. But I can tell you, because I saw it firsthand, that most of the people that came, those 800 to about 1,000 people on Saturday and about another 1,000 to 1,200 on Sunday. And Sunday was perfect. On Saturday, almost everyone that came to peacefully protest. There was 100 to 200 that stayed well beyond the protest time into the night, and they were there specifically to create chaos, division, and do harm. And I know that because I saw book bags with batons, sledgehammers, incendiary devices, things of that nature. So that will, unfortunately, those people are taken away from the message of those who are,
yes,
who really want police reform, who really want to end systemic racism in our country.
Right.
And it's sad because what they're doing is a disservice to the memory of George Floyd and so many others that have died in this cause.
Is it safe to assume that those people that came here to destroy our property and to destroy stores and do what they did, they're not from South Florida, is what you're saying? They're not from Miami? They're not from Fort Lauderdale?
What I'm saying is they're not from Miami, the city of Miami. They could be from other parts of the county. They could be from other counties, and they could be from other states and other. We know some of them are from out of the county. And on Sunday in particular, when we arrested three people, two of them were from out of the state of Florida. One of them was from within the state of Florida. To me, what's important is, A, our city, it was a model for the U.S.
Team Power 96, we are here for you, Evie Unleashed.
DJ JPS.
We're allowing you to use your voice to make a change. Our topic is Power Talk Change. DJ Zog and Lucy Lowe spoke with Miami Mayor Francis Suarez. Let's listen in.
In about 15 words or less, Mayor Suarez, I'm about to put you on the spot. How can we, Power 96, and the listener, the 305 listener, help mend relations between our Black community and our police?
In 15 words or less, okay, I think the message is we need to break down barriers, and we need to talk and communicate, and we need to make real change.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Mayor Suarez, for your time.
Hey, it's 305.
Is it 305?
It's 305. It's 305.
Oh, man.
What up? It's Power 96. I am DJ Zog.
I'm Lucy Lopez.
I'm DJ JPS.
What's up? It's Mijo.
Wow, I can't believe it's 305. Where's my croqueta and cafecito?
Hold on. You're old school. That was a minute ago. Now it's 306. My bad.
Man.
Hey, so this is Power Talk, and the subject is change, where we are opening up the phone lines, 833-305-9696, and talking to everybody. So if you get through, that way you can have a voice, and you have an opinion about what's going on. What can we do to change as a community with everything that's been happening?
That was pretty cool, our conversation with Mayor Francis Suarez.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's crazy because you really asked him some questions, Zog, that I was like, ooh, is he going to answer that? Oh, and he did.
Yeah.
He did. He didn't back down. He went ahead and answered your questions. And sometimes I hesitate. I don't know if you feel like that too, Mijo, where like you have somebody that important on your Zoom meetings and you're like, can I ask him? Is he going to get mad?
Yeah, no.
And by the way, if you missed the questions that I asked him, we're going to be replaying that interview tomorrow morning on the Power 96 Morning Show. Now, coming up in just a
Wait, hold on, Mijo. What's up?
I was just going to say, we're going to be reposting all of these, interviews, conversations on our Instagram. Yeah.
Instagram, probably a little bit later on, just so that, you know, you guys can keep connected with what we're doing here. Again, 833-305-9696. If I can say something real quick.
Sure, yes, go ahead.
Before we keep it moving.
Come on.
To me, this is very important that we're doing this, right?
Yeah.
What I want to say is we need to listen and not listen to reply. Like, we need to listen to understand, take time to sit with people, have awkward conversations with people.
That's right.
You know, like, have the conversations that you don't want to have and be okay with it. Be okay with having conversations with friends that you may know feel some sort of way or may not. Be right. Open to it. Like, this is what we're doing here today. Just, you know, look, it's our platform. It's our responsibility as broadcasters. And then on top of that, our responsibility to you, our community, South Florida.
Yeah, like, I got all in my feelings this weekend because I'm like, here we are. You know, we always ask, oh, come join us at this party. Oh, log online. Check out the live IG. Come do this. Come listen to us. Listen to Power 96. Well, we need to listen to the community. 100%. We need to let them vent. We need to hear what they have to say.
For sure.
You know, that statement that you saw on Instagram from Power 96, that was from this team that's in this room, socially distancing right now. But, you know, that was us, man. That was us. That was Miho. That was me. That was Evie, JPS, and Zog. We all sat together in our homes, on our text messages, and we wrote that because we meant that, you know? And that's another thing. You gotta mean what you say, bro. And nowadays, like you said, what was it, that reply? What was it you said? I'm gonna make a t-shirt out of that. Call Martha of Miami, make a t-shirt.
We gotta, yeah. you said you gotta ask questions. But
ask questions or the reply? What did you say?
What do you mean?
Did you just forget, like, an Oscar speech?
Yeah, we're talking about
that. Oh,
yeah.
Have
a conversation.
Have the awkward conversations. Like, that's what we're here for. Because if we don't have those conversations, then what are we doing to be proactive?
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Like, you have to have those conversations.
Absolutely.
All
right.
So listen, so Big Teach is was Pitbull's manager, and he is now a business owner. He owns House of Mac down in Wynwood.
So
we're going to have a conversation with him and ask him a couple of questions that matter, because listen, he's 305. He lives right here in Miami, and he knows the culture, and we want to know, like, his take on it. We're going to be talking to him in exactly 10 minutes right here on Power 96.
Yo, can we do this right now?
What is it?
Oh!
Yes.
There it is. What is this?
Where's the love?
Oh! There it is.
Miami needs more love.
Exactly.
I agree.
Let's throw it back on Power 96.
Power 96, what up? It's DJ Zog. This is Power Talk. The subject is change.
I'm your girl, Lucy Lopez. I'm so excited with Evie here. Evie,
yes.
We got to talk to Big Teach.
Yes,
House of Mac.
Yes.
Wynwood, South Beach, Miami,
so
Brightline.
Big Teach was Pitbull's manager, and he is a local business owner.
He
owns House of Mac. We asked him a bunch of questions, including what he thinks we can do as a community to change and possibly find a solution. That's coming up next with Big Teach on Power 96. Power 96, it's Power Talk. The subject is change. I am DJ Zog.
Hey, I'm Lucy Lopez. And we got to sit down with Big Teach, local business owner of House of Mac, and have a conversation about change. And this is what he feels we need to do as a community in order to change our relationship with the police.
If you're an alcoholic, right, you have to admit that you're an alcoholic first, right? Like, you know what? I have a problem, and then you start working on a problem. I think the biggest problem is, I think, like, in society as a whole, we keep trying to act like it's not a problem. People keep trying to sweep it under the rug, like the things that's happening and not happening. We got to have tough conversations, and first you got to address that, and then once you admit that the things are happening, we need to start fixing it. But it's like, a lot of these things are just systematic, and it's been happening for years and years and years and years. So, I mean, I couldn't get on a 3-minute conversation with you and tell you that I got a solution to that. But, I mean, I definitely think that starting to identify that there is a problem, everybody has to agree and identify that there is a problem, and think that's the start.
We're sliding right now.
Oh yeah.
That's sliding.
Good. All right, don't slide too hard. Power 96. What up? It's DJ Zog.
It's Lucy Lopez. Good morning.
Evie.
Good morning.
It's not morning,
it's
Lucy.
It's not the morning, Lucy. Sorry, get it together.
Guys. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good. So this is Power Talk, and the subject is change, where we're trying to talk to the community, give everybody a platform to, you know, let us know what your opinion. What can be done to address any issues and to change and to better the situation? Now, we have to thank the city of Miami Mayor Francis Suarez for chatting with us. Also, Big Teach, which owns House of Mac. Also,
yes, we had inspirational speaker, author, and educator J.R. Rivera. Thank you very much. All of them enlightened us a lot and gave us different perspectives on how we can make a change and make a difference, because the
situation is definitely not a good one, so we have to make moves to change it together.
833-305-9696 is the number if you want to voice your opinion, or listen on all social media at Power 965. And listen, we were talking about it earlier, Lucy Lopez and I, where you know what, leave a voice note through DM on our Instagram,
right?
And we would love to make everybody 305 famous and try to, you know, make sure everybody's voices is heard.
You know, if you missed anything today, no worries. Zog and I are going to be playing it back tomorrow morning on our show.
Yep.
And yeah, thank you, everybody. Thank you for being part of Power Talk Change. I'm sure there's going to be more of these soon come.
Absolutely. And there's some great convo that went down, different perspectives, and that's exactly what we want to do and what we need to do.
Exactly. And if I'm going to say one thing, and I think the first step, and everybody was talking about it, the common denominator here is conversation.
Yep.
You have to speak about it, even if it's uncomfortable, but in order to get to that change, you need to have the conversation. So we thank everybody. This was Power Talk. Change is the subject. Power 96.
Facebook.com/Power96Miami. Like us.
I'm Listening Daily, here to help end the stigma of talking about mental health during these challenging times. Listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's licensed therapist Dr. Milo.